After live stream meditation, November 1st, 2024.
We know what kind of a meditation we had, what an eye-opener, so we don't have to go there. But if each one of us look back to whatever distance you want to look back, just a glimpse of your past, you will see that this audio sits in your heart deeply. It shouldn't, if you had not been changed. It should make no sense. Why does it make sense? Because we're experiencing the effect of it. Whether it's this much, this much, this much, this much, this much, this much.
Satya. That's so funny because what I wanted to share tonight, you had asked me yesterday, how are you doing, Bahar? Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to answer you, which gave me a little bit of extra time to come up with my answer. And I was really thinking about it today in particular. And I was just looking around this house that I feel is so full of your love and peace and calmness, and looking out this window at this town where the vibration is amazing because of all you've done. And I was just flooded with gratitude. And I was thinking, the word that kept coming to me was, I have such a solid foundation. I'm always okay. And I just really wanted to thank you for that. I really did. And when I heard this meditation tonight, I just kept thinking to my own extent, I've realized I am the tree. And though the shadows can dance and grab my attention, they can never get me again. And it's extraordinary. And thank you. I'm good.
That was really good. I'm glad you didn't answer me yesterday.
Satya, it feels so good to not identify even for a few seconds or minutes with the shadow. And just...
The thing is, the most important is you know what is shadow. It's a ghost. And ghost is scary if you don't know what it is. It can boom, as we saw yesterday in the costumes of different people.
Satna, today, it was funny, I was all thinking, and I was telling myself, you can jump in with this audio.
Two thumbs up with this audio.
Not really, it was joke, but today I wasn't comfortable, I didn't, I wasn't happy, is better to say. But I was questioning who is not happy or feeling momentary silence, but I was still not happy. I know if I haven't done questioning or momentary stop or gratitude, it was very worse. But my question is, but still I wasn't happy.
It's your hope that keeps you from happiness. You hope so much to see me, that this hope puts a separation between you and I. Like there is, I have a hope that I see her. I haven't seen her. I need to be around her. Okay? I don't have a remedy, but I just wanted to diagnose you.
I want to share something, if I may. Lately, I didn't know we have this shadow meditation tonight, but lately I've been contemplating on shadow, and with, of course, your wisdom and teaching that you give us. And I realized that I was watching my shadow and the other shadow of consciousness that you mentioned in the audio, getting into situations of worldly things is like shadow trying to solve shadow, you know. Shadow is dealing with another shadow. And that gives me this understanding, of course, with your teaching, gives me a lot of freedom. with restless identifying the thoughts, or not going with thoughts, or easier to drop.
You don't have to analyze the shadow, what it does with itself. That's too complicated. You just have to understand the words. And if it makes sense to you, accept it and move on. That's it.
This meditation tonight gave me a lot of expansion in something that I experienced about a week ago right here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do anything with that. I don't know if it's a vision or what, but it was very profound for me. And I saw that you were showering me with light from right above me. There were all these
snow,
little pieces of almost like snow going right through me. Tonight I realized the light that you shine on me has no shadow.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant, but no shadow.
Yeah, we are being showered, as you experienced last week, with light. We all are, because only a light can remove the darkness. And we are not pulling the darkness out of ourselves. We are not removing it by force. We are just looking and realizing that the light is removing it, just by our interest, by our open heart.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's true.
Sajjo, today I was looking for, I was searching on my computer for a topic, and I found this paragraph that you said in the I Am the Child book, where you put the stones in a vessel from the young age, and as you get older, you take these stones out, but the ones that are at the bottom,
it's harder to get up.
In the beginning of this meditation, when you spoke about the I Am, and when I read that, I love that paragraph in that book.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, and when I read that, I was just feeling it, and then the meditation started with that. And I just had the background 2 hours ago of that. And this I Am, the first thing that the child feels.
Yeah. When it rises, it will cast a shadow. It rises into being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if it rises, and now we know that we are not our shadow, and this is something that happens in the Maya, I mean, it breaks all the bondage of this, I mean, fast, even when we know it.
Yeah, it's knowing. Be still and know. Be still and know that I'm God. In other words, when you're still and you know, not the crap, but the reality of your God. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you, Sat, for just all the amazing experiences I have throughout every day and every week, where so much of your teachings I experience and feel, but to greater and greater depths. And this week, I just really started to see that the source of any suffering that I feel is coming from created ideas in my mind and thoughts, and I was able to watch that and see it so clearly, and get, anytime I had that feeling, I just knew right away, oh, you're thinking, or you're
exactly
going to the past and the future, and it stopped me, and I feel so selfish that I just want to be like that all the time, and I was just pushing away one thought after another, and it was just a really neat experience to be able to disengage like that.
It's really good to have that much interest and heat for it, because it takes a really this enthusiasm to realize that you are the boss, that you have infinite freedom to be what you want to be, whether you want to be a frustrated, play it. Go and be frustrated. But it is a choice now. It's not slavery. And the more you watch and it dissolves, the less you have to put effort, little by little, where it gets to the point that when it rises, it sits. That's what makes a person a realized person. That's it. They use their choice and they strengthen the higher mind to play the game now by not going with the lower human or animalistic thoughts that was there many reincarnations.
Thank you.
I have a question. I trying to think back for that first declaration of I am. And I can't figure out when did I stand up and I said, I am. Is it like the first time the baby cries and says, I'm hungry, is that the I am?
Or no.
Is that when they start talking or?
Go back to your childhood, your first memory of you being in some situation. I have gone back and I know what situation was the first one. Seeing yourself in that situation as young as you can remember. That is the start of I am.
I had a deja vu, I just remember.
That's it. That's when you started it. Because before that, why isn't it nothing? Because the mind was empty.
I mean, what age is it? Is it like
It differs.
No.
6 year old is too old. It differs in people, and that's when the child could have intuition in the beginning of I am from another lifetime they've been in or whatever. But when the first incident that happens, you can only tell at what age it happened. For me, it happened at 2. When my father came from the United States and brought me this beautiful clothing and I wanted it to show it off. And I realized I am a body that's going to wear this and go and show it off. I don't remember anything before that. Yours might be 3 years. But it's pretty much when the child said, the I am comes and then the child said, this is mine. This is mine, you can't have it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's where, you know, you have that sense of belonging.
Yeah, but that comes much later. Yeah. That comes much later. If you trace your memory back, that's some very good reason to go back to your memory, you will immediately have a memory that for the first time something awake as me. This is me.
Sadhu, before the I am, the child works on instincts?
The child doesn't work at all. The body works.
The body works on instincts?
Yeah, exactly. It, you can call it instinct and you can call it that energy it molds to a human is free to do whatever. The body will cry and like Most Precious says, we think that the child is crying. We think it's the child is, it doesn't even feel the cry. His soul is not attached to the body. His soul is still free.
That's why in Santa Fe, on that pond, you said, be childlike.
jump in the water.
Yeah.
Remember? We all felt so good.
When I walked in, I was 2 years old. Tonight. I just wanted to jump around and hit everybody in the head.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honestly, God, we better turn around and say thank you, thank you, thank you.